Welcome to the Inspired Teachers Guide podcast. We are Kim Wilkins and Laura Woldridge, just two teachers trying to podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us. On this podcast, we will be talking in and outside the classroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're here to talk about some more books today.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
So excited.
My mind just kept going and I kept thinking of more and more books.
I know.
So this is a very fun topic.
This was hard for me, like to make just one list.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the ones that have stuck with me because I've read. So what I try to do is do a fiction, then a nonfiction, then a fiction, then a nonfiction. I think I got that from you, but I had a really hard time.
Well, I'm ready to hear about them.
We'll start with podcasts.
Okay.
And this, I seriously picked this podcast just because they had Taylor Jenkins read on it. And I love all her books. That's really the only reason. And I like it.
So. What's your favorite Taylor Jenkins Reid book?
Daisy.
Oh, Daisy. By far for me too.
Oh my goodness. I even got my husband to watch the little miniseries because I told him it was loosely based on Fleetwood Mac. So anyway, yeah, it was great.
It was so good.
I've liked all of her books. And do you ever go back and reread books?
Oh, every once in a while, but not often.
I don't either. But there are a couple that I'm thinking I might want to go back and read of hers. And then when I was going through my book list, I was thinking, I need to read that again. Read that one more time. Just one
more time. Okay, yeah. So what podcast did you hear her on?
You're Booked.
Oh, how cute.
I know. Isn't it cute?
That is a really cute name.
Yeah.
I went ahead and put in my show notes from last week that I forgot to mention is Currently Reading. Have you ever listened to that one?
No.
It's two girls talking and they just talk books. So that's another one you can put on your list that I thought of after we left the show.
Yeah. That sounds good. Currently Reading. Okay, I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I'm also in this Chick Lit book club on Facebook.
Okay.
And I get a lot of good ideas for things to read on there.
All right.
I got the idea for a Francine Rivers book, and I don't know if I put it on this list or not. I don't think I did, but I like Francine Rivers books.
Oh, me too.
Oh, they're so good. But I think it was fairly new, a new book that I think I've read all of hers, and I don't recall now because I read so many books and listen. I listen to a lot of audio books because I drive, during, 45 minutes to and from work. And so I listen to books. People will say, "Have you heard that song by so-and-so?" And I'm like,
"Nope.
Who is that artist? I don't even know the artist." My granddaughter the other day was like, "Mia, do you like so-and-so?" I'm like, "Hey, no, I don't really know who that is. I can't tell you." Yeah. Okay. So books that have stuck with me.
Yeah. I'm interested in this for you.
And yes, this is not in any particular order.
Okay.
So the first one on my list, but not number one with me, although it's pretty close to the top, is The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So if you don't know about Corrie Ten Boom, she and her family were at Auschwitz. I believe that's the concentration camp they were at. Anyway, they went to a concentration camp. They lived in Nazi Germany. Their family were Christians, but they were protecting their Jewish friends. And they all got caught and went on. It is about that and her life there, but it is way more about forgiving when it's hard.
Oh,
it is about how, our heart determines our attitude and our goals in life are determined by our heart, and what we do as a response to that is important. So anyway, The Hiding Place. It is good. Just as an kind of aside, quote that she had in that book that I loved was when she and her dad, she was asking her dad a question. It was a mature question. She was asking him about a question that she was too young to understand. And he was a watch salesman and he repaired watches. They were traveling on a train and he had a big, heavy case of watches and watch parts and so forth. And he said, I want you to pick up that crate of parts. And she said, but it's too heavy for me to carry. And she said, what kind of father would I be to ask you to carry something that's too heavy for you? The same way with knowledge. I'm going to carry the hard things until you're big enough and strong enough to carry it. I think that is such a great parenting tip.
Man, I think I'll be using that.
It is really good. In my house. And I probably just butchered that completely, but those are two big lessons, I think, that I got out of it. Yeah. The second one on my list was The Glass Castle. Do you know that book?
I think my friend Natalie really likes this book.
Okay. I have read all of Jeanette Wall's books. Okay. I've read every one of them. The Glass Castle was actually made into a film, and I think Woody Harrelson plays her dad in the book.
Okay.
So it is really a memoir of her life. She lived a most interesting life. She grew up in poverty and found out later in life that her family owned a ranch in Texas. But it is really about how she grew up in poverty, but with very intelligent parents. Her mother was a teacher.
Okay.
And her dad was brilliant. But I think, looking back after reading that, that they were probably there's some mental illness there. It is so interesting. Such an interesting book.
Okay. And it's a memoir.
Mm-hmm. It's her memoir. That's... But she also wrote Half Broke Horses, which was the first one I wrote.
Okay.
And it is a story about her grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good.
All right.
Okay. This next one was one you recommended to me years ago. It's Americana.
Oh, man. It's been a long time. I forgot I read it.
It has stuck with me. It is about a woman from Nigeria, I believe, who comes to the United States to go to school. And it's the first time she ever realized what it was like to be Black in America.
Oh.
It is so good. It is such a good book. It is always in my head about this is an American thing. This is not. Anyway. Okay, the next one was Before We Were Yours. Do you know that book?
Yes, my friend Krista told me about this
book. Oh, it is so good. And it is based on a true story about an orphanage in Memphis, Tennessee, that would pretty much kidnap these kids. And they kidnapped these two little girls who lived out, like, I guess, in the swamps or around the river, and took them out and adopted them out.
I mean, it's just nuts to think that that really happened.
I know.
Oh, man.
It was so good. It's just well written. And the next one is Just Mercy. This is out in a movie now. It's about, Bryan Stevenson.
Okay.
It's Bryan Stevenson. Okay. He is an attorney and he's a kind of a social justice warrior for people who are on death row. He gets them off death row.
Okay.
And there are quite, I always remember quotes in books that stick with me. And he had represented a man and tried to get him off death row. And these people, he goes in and represents and works for people who are on death row who probably couldn't afford a good attorney. They had no money. So he represented a man that he was not able to get on death row, off of death row. And the man asked him if he would come, you know, you can invite some person to come. And he asked Bryan Stevenson to come with him on that day. So Bryan Stevenson gets to the prison before he's executed and he says, how are you? And the man says, you know, everybody's been so good to me. What can I get you to eat? Are you comfortable? They've been really good to me today. And all I could think was, where were you when I was coming up? I mean, does that not just rip at your heart?
Yeah, exactly.
So that book has really driven me in my work in the last few years. I wanted to be that person that's there when they're coming up. So anyway, it's a great book. I have not seen the movie.
Okay.
I need to watch it. But I just hate to because they're never as good as the book.
Oh, I know.
Okay, the next one's just a fun one.
Okay.
I am a girl that grew up on Judy Blume.
All right.
All the Judy Blume books when I was a kid. And she has some adult fiction.
Okay.
She wrote a book called Wifey. I think it's fairly new, but I read that and I just loved it.
It was just fun.
It was just a fun book. Yeah.
Okay.
It just stuck with me about how people in generations before us, women, were almost trapped in situations.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's good. All right. These next books are by Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
And I don't care what you think about Bill O'Reilly. He has his negative sides. But he was a history teacher before he got into newscasting.
I didn't know that.
He was. And he's an amazing historian and storyteller.
Okay.
I've read his Killing series, Killing Kennedy. So good. Because I'm obsessed with Kennedys. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yes.
Killing Lincoln, Killing Jesus. Those are three that that really stuck with me. But he tells what happens up to that point.
Okay.
Oh, like the history behind it. And he tells it. He's such a good storyteller.
Okay. I'm thinking of some people that I was already
good. He has a whole series of the Killing series is what it's called. But my favorites are Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln, and Killing Jesus.
Well, just knowing that he was a history teacher kind of.
Yes.
Puts it in a new light.
It does. Yeah.
I guess. I just assumed that his politics would be all mixed in, but it's his opinion.
No, he's not political at all.
Okay.
He wrote one about killing Reagan, about when Reagan was shot.
Uh-huh.
And he has a lot of science in there about why Reagan kind of, you know, he had dementia and how these injuries, when someone has a really bad injury, how that fast forwards their aging. It's fascinating. Just really a good book.
Yeah.
That one was good too. But I think Killing Kennedy is probably, and maybe Killing. Well, those three.
Okay.
Just keep saying it. Okay. The next, again, obsessed with Kennedys, Kennedy Wives. It's about all the women in the Kennedy family.
So good for me to read.
Oh, I loved it. I loved that book, Kennedy Wives. I literally may read that one again.
Okay. I'm trying to Google the title, but I read, and I think I've told you about it. It is a book, and I listened to it on audio, actually on the DVDs, like I checked them out from the library, and I think it's like Conversations with Jacqueline Kennedy, and it is maybe 60 days after JFK was killed, and it is a reporter who had wonderful rapport with their family interviewing Jacqueline Kennedy, and like you hear her voice, you hear his voice. It was excellent. And so if you've not read that, you need to.
If there's anything that comes out about any Kennedy, I'm reading it or listening to it or watching it. So I'm obsessed with going to Nantucket, to Boston, to Martha's Vineyard. Like I'm obsessed. Tim's like, we're warm weather people, Kim. We're not. I said, well, let's go in August. I mean,
that's right.
It'll be nice there. We'll enjoy it. And he said, you realize the Kennedys don't know you, right?
They're not going to be able to pull up and say, I'm ready for dinner.
They're not going to say, you know all about me. No. Yeah. Okay. So on my radar for this summer.
Oh, yes.
On with the Nantucket theme. Ellen Hildebrand writes books about Nantucket.
Uh-huh.
And I want to read her newest one, Swan Song.
Okay.
So these kind of. I want to read Summer Island by Kristen Hannah. I
Oh, I didn't know she had one called Summer Island.
She does.
Okay.
And The Women. I haven't read that yet.
Oh, okay. Let's read that together. Okay. Because I just bought it for my grandmother for Mother's Day. And my friend Maren just read it. Like it's everywhere.
Yes.
And it is definitely one I want that's on my list. So.
Okay. I've got 1 week of school left and then I'll read that one. And we can.
Well, I have 2 weeks of PD left. So then I'll read it after that.
Okay. And we can talk about it. Well, I'll wait for you then.
Okay.
Then I like Colleen Hoover books.
Okay.
So she has one, Too Late, that I haven't read.
All right.
Too Late.
What's your favorite Colleen Hoover book?
Oh, goodness. Oh, what did I read last? Let me look.
So my college girls were obsessed with Colleen Hoover and I had not read any and I was kind of resistant to it. And finally, it was coming up like on a school vacation. And so I told them, I said, you guys decide what Colleen Hoover book you want me to read and I will read one. And they picked out Verity for me. And I really enjoyed that one.
You did. It's
a little bit of a thriller.
I like a little thriller. Yeah. Okay. I read It Starts With Us and It Ends With Us. And I really like those books.
Okay. I read, which one's the first one?
Well, It Ends With Us was first.
Okay.
And then she came back and wrote It Starts with Us.
So I have read It Ends With Us, and I think I remember enjoying. You know, sometimes you're like, did I enjoy that or not? I can't remember.
Well, I think I did. It's a hard book to read because it's abuse.
That's right. There is abuse in that.
It's not an easy book to read, but so it's not like, it's not going to be like Swan Song by Ellen Hildebrand, which you're just going to love, or right. Summer Island. But it's a good book, a good read. So those are on my radar.
Okay.
And now the Historic Conversations on Life with JFK is on my radar. Oh, goodness.
Absolutely.
So okay, for nonfiction
loves.
Okay, nonfiction. Okay, I'm going to start with this one, Glitter and Glue. Oh, I love her so much. I'm pretty sure we could be best friends with her.
So in the last episode, I was talking about Tell Me More by Kelly Corrigan. And Glitter and Glue is written by Kelly Corrigan.
Have you read Glitter and Glue?
I have not.
It's about her life with her parents.
Oh, and her family seems very, very interesting to me.
They're
very similar to your
family. I'm pretty sure we would be best friends.
Yes.
And you realize, I mean, she's married to a man from Arkansas. Graduated from a Central High School. Central.
No way.
Yeah. And went to Harvard, I think. I think he was valedictorian of his class and went to Harvard. I believe it was Harvard. Anyway, he's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right.
Yeah. The next one is, if you are a parent of a dyslexic teacher, a teacher of human beings, you will have dyslexic students,
mm-hmm.
or love someone who has dyslexia, you need to read The Dyslexic Advantage. It is a great book to help you help your person see their strengths.
Oh. And so many times.
Yes, dyslexia. We hear all these things about, you know, that's just all this disability idea. But The Dyslexic Advantage really lays out there, yeah, this learning to read thing is hard. And sometimes we have some working memory issues and we will probably not remember your name. But we can be architects and we can, you know, we can be artists and we can be dentists and we can have so many great things. So, yeah.
Okay.
The next one is another one of my best friends, Bob Goff. I love him so much.
Best friend.
Undistracted is about how to live an undistracted life. It is so good.
Gosh, I need to.
And letting things distract you in life, they're just not important. Just living a truly undistracted life.
Man, this is one.
So if you haven't read it, read it.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one he wrote was Love Does. And when you read it, you're like, oh man, he's just so cute and quirky and funny. He's a really good storyteller. And he always says, when he's faced with a question, what is the most loving thing that I'm allowed to do?
Oh,
isn't that good? Mm-hmm. So that's my new thing. Like, you know, there are probably things in all of our lives that we're faced with, we think, is that right or wrong? And when what we need to say is, you know, what's the most loving thing I can do that I'm allowed to do?
That is beautiful.
It is. It is. And he is a loving guy.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me more.
All right. The next two are by Jen Wilkin. We talked about her the other day. One is called In His Image. Did you talk about that one?
No, I did not.
Oh, you know what? It would be a good companion for a Bible study with Undistracted.
Okay.
It is a really good one about, you know, we get caught up on what's our calling and what are we just need to live in His image. Loving and kindness. And the next one is called, this is the one that I told you about. It's called Women of the Word. And we did, the women in my church group studied this one on how to study the Bible. It was really good. I taught a lesson, like we all took parts of it to teach. And I taught, well, we did that within His Image too. We did a women's Bible study in His Image and Women of the Word. But, and mine was on forgiveness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, I just clicked on both of these as you were talking about them, and the ratings are tremendous.
I know. So. You know what I learned in that book? We tend to often, and I know that it's important for us to study the Word, but we tend to forget that it's 2,000 years old or older stories. Yeah. And we need to remember who was the audience that whoever is writing this to, and what was going on in the world at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
What can we learn from, what does it mean to me? What can I learn from that? It's a really good book.
Okay.
The next one is, I think this one might be by Malcolm Gladwell. No, it isn't. Outliers is by Malcolm.
Oh man! And if you haven't read Outliers, that's a good one to put on your list. Yes,
it's about successful people and what makes them successful, and mm-hmm. they don't always start that way.
Right?
Start that way. The Power of Habit.
It's Charles Duhigg or something like that. Duhigg.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big takeaways for me in The Power of Habit, I think is important, is if you want to build a new habit if you want to break a habit, replace that habit with another habit.
Okay.
Don't just try to quit.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's say you want to quit, I don't know, eating chocolate every day, every night before bed.
Sounds like it might be from personal experience.
Replace that with eating an apple or mm-hmm. a slice of cheese, you know, something that's some protein or something.
Yeah.
So what I did was I bought these little protein. I got them on my TikTok shop. Happens to be a recurring shipment because you get save money that way. But they're these little protein brownies and little protein cakes. So they're real small. I can eat a half of one instead of Milk Duds, and I feel like it's a win.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So those are some really good nonfiction.
Okay.
Helpful.
I like it.
All right. So what do I think about summer fiction for mid-level? All right. My fifth and sixth graders have loved this. It's called the Chasing Yesterday series. And there's Awakening, Betrayal, and Truth. And it's about a young girl who realizes she's not who she thought she was.
Okay.
Everything she thinks to be true has been programmed into her. And it's her journey. And she makes a really good friend with the boy that I can't remember how old they are. I think they're like seventh or eighth grade. But my kids have loved them. We read two of them in my class. We didn't get to the final one, but they're really good.
I think really, really good. I know a little boy who might get this for his birthday.
Oh, yes. Yes. The kids loved them.
Okay.
And they've loved all the Percy Jackson books.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my boys, my sixth grade boys have loved Percy Jackson.
And as an adult, like that's something that you can read to your kids and you will enjoy. You'll laugh. You'll feel the emotions. But
Those are fun books.
Those are very fun books.
Yeah. Now this one might only appeal to me, but I've read it with some kids, and there's so much history in there. It's Fever 1793 about the yellow fever.
Look. My oldest son, Luke, loved this book.
I loved it. The kids love it. And you can teach some history without them even realizing they're learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This next one's an oldie but a goodie. It was published in 1987, I think, because kids and I looked it up. There's a boy in the girls' bathroom. My kids have laughed out loud at this book. It is hilarious.
Oh, man. You just made me think about that Sad Way Stories from Wayside School. That book makes me laugh like that.
Yes. So it's by Lewis Sikar, isn't it?
I think so. Looking for some humor, the girl or the boy in the girl's bathroom and Stories from Wayside School may be two things.
Yeah, so really funny. Nice. Okay, Book Thief. You and I read The Book Thief.
Yeah, a long time ago. I
love that book.
Yeah. And Lucas read it too.
Did he really like it?
Yeah, he really liked it too.
It's a really good book. Okay, the next one is if you have, which my grandchildren, all of them like chapter books, even our kindergartners, they think that's really big. Yeah. They may not be able to read them yet. But PAX, if you have some younger kids, PAX and PAX's Journey Home. It's about a little fox who is a boy who finds this little fox and the boy moves away. It is so cute.
Oh, it even looks just
cute. Oh, it's adorable. It's adorable. I bought it on audio.
Okay.
For the kids to listen to in the car when we were driving.
Oh, okay.
Also, I think I had it on my Libby. No, I may have gotten that one. I may have purchased that one on Audible. It's probably on our Libby too.
Okay.
So those are some really good ones. All right. The best classics for kids, in my opinion, these are based on my reading to my own personal children. This first one I read to Landon in about the third grade. It's Rascal. It's based on a true story by the author. It was written in the 60s. If you want your kids to do well on the ACT, read them classics.
Oh, yeah.
The vocabulary, we don't use vocabulary like that in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably don't even write with vocabulary like this anymore. But it was a nightly vocabulary lesson with Landon. And it's about a boy who finds a baby raccoon. And then this raccoon goes everywhere with him. It is such a good story. And this really happened to the author.
Oh, and I think my boys would enjoy this.
Oh, it's so good. And Landon's 26 and he still wants a pet raccoon. He cannot understand it to my children. Why I wouldn't get him a pet raccoon.
Man.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Old Yeller.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading aloud, it does have a few words in it. And I know a teacher friend of mine whose name starts with Ashley and ends with Ezel, who accidentally read that word out loud. She said, I just kept going. But they're great books. They're really good books.
Great books.
I used to always read to my second graders The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
So what I did was I had books for different purposes during the day. It seemed like we had more time back when I was doing that. But I ended every day with a chapter book.
Okay.
So I'd say, hey, you got to come back tomorrow and let's find out what's going on in Narnia. So anyway, we would read about a chapter every afternoon, right? you know, when it's kind of crazy and everybody's packing up, I ended the day with a chapter
book. I ended my day with a chapter book too.
You did. We are a lot alike, Laura. But I love The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. There's such good stories to
learn. Oh, yeah.
Good lessons, I mean. All right, The 100 Dresses is an old one. Do you know that book?
I think I've even read it with children.
I think so. We had it in our book room.
Yeah, like I'm visualizing it.
Yeah, it is a really good book about bullying and kindness.
Okay.
But it's not about bullying and kindness, but there are lessons in there. They make fun of this girl and laugh at her behind her back because she's obviously does not have the dresses that she says and should say, it's 100 dresses all lined up in my closet, and they would just laugh at her. And then she moves away and she lives in a really rundown ramshackle house, and they go there and there are pictures of all those dresses. Or maybe she gives them to them. Maybe she gives them to them as a gift. I'm not sure. But okay. They find out that there really were 100 dresses all lined up.
Oh.
And she had drawn them. Oh, it's such a good book.
Okay.
My favorite picture books. And I could have gone forever in a day.
Yeah. 6 weeks into the office.
I kind of felt bad last week when I felt bad last week when I just kind of skimmed over picture books because we could talk. For like the whole podcast could just be about favorite picture books of ours. Yes.
So I put Mr. Peabody's Apples because that lesson in that book about not making assumptions and getting the story and not spreading things and saying things that aren't true or that you don't know to be true or just spreading things. People make mistakes and how you can't ever take all that back.
Right.
We're going to get all those feathers back. This is such a good book.
Such a good book.
I like every Patricia Polacco book I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite two probably are Pink and Say about President Lincoln.
Yes.
I Shook the Hand That Shook the Hand. It's a great book. And My Rotten Redheaded Older Brother. When her grandmother says, hold on to the grass.
Oh.
We'll be taken to the stars.
Of course.
Yes. And when Patricia Polacco's brother died, on her social media, she said he had let go of the grass.
Oh, how beautiful. I thought about Patricia Polacco this spring. So every Wednesday night at church, the church provides a meal, and then everybody just brings desserts. And we have a lady, Susan Nanke. She is an amazing cook, and she made rhubarb pie. And I was like, Patricia Polacco.
Oh my goodness. So, where do you get the rhubarbs? Do they have that at the
Well, she is from Iowa or Ohio.
Is that Shay Nanke's?
Yes. And so they went back up to visit family, and they were given a bunch of rhubarb. And so she brought it back.
Okay.
So, but you know, Patricia Polacco, aren't her stories in Michigan or something?
Michigan. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing rhubarb needs that colder climate.
I guess it does. So she, her family is so interesting, from Russia. And a lot of them, I believe, are Jewish. Okay. I think she might be Jewish. I believe she is.
Incorporates, you know, because she says the babushka or however you say it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love all of her books. I love all Eve Bunting's books.
I was just thinking, let's pop off a few authors, like Kevin Hinks. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, that's how I say it. Yes.
Who else? Jan Brett. She has all those books.
So pretty.
So beautiful.
I like to do a book study of Jan Brett in January because.
Oh, the mitten and the hat.
The mitten, the hat. So we do an author study, an author study of her. And it fit right into that winter thing. All right. Oh, You Are Special by Max Licato.
Gosh.
Again, the lesson of not judging and not taking what people say about you to heart, just knowing who you are.
Yeah.
It is such a good book.
I mean, when you're reading picture books and chapter books, you can be teaching character every, not, you can be teaching about characters, but you can teach how to build characters every single day.
About how characters change. Mm-hmm. They learn lessons and they become better. They make mistakes. Anyway, there's a boy in the girl's bathroom. That's all about how this character changes over time and becomes a different person. Mm. All because of that counselor.
Oh, man.
No. So since you had the boys' recommendations, I asked Lane, Luke, Asher, Eli, Peyton, and Berkeley.
Okay.
The rest of them are babies and they don't know. And my boys go to a classical Christian academy. It's called the Academies of Classical Christian Studies. And they read classics beginning in kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
They're being read to them. So it's a really good school. Interestingly, Peyton liked the same books.
Oh, because cool.
Miss Ashley, her teachers at school realized that they need to hear things that they're not going to read on their own.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They need to read things to them that they're not going to read so they can appreciate good literature. And again, the vocabulary in these books will just benefit them immensely. So the first one on Lane's list, the very first one I said, Lane, what's your favorite books? He said, well, Anne of Green Gables. You typically think of that as a girl book.
Right.
They read it this year in their class. He's a fifth grader.
So, Kim, you need to get him that book I shared last time, The Book Wanderers.
Okay.
Because it weaves Anne of Green Gables throughout the story.
What was that called again? I wrote that down.
The Book Wanderers, and it's a series. So if he, W-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay.
If he likes Anne of Green Gables, then I can say I know he's going to like this one.
He will like that.
Yeah, because it's adventure too.
Mm-hmm. He likes The Hobbit, loves The Hobbit.
Oh.
He read that this year in school. And by the way, I found it in a graphic novel.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Next year in sixth grade.
Teachers, may have your attention, please. To everyone's dismay, we will have inside recess today.
Yes.
That may be worth leaving in the podcast.
I know. what was I saying?
The Hobbit. With
The Hobbit. Novel. Oh, yeah. And it's a graphic novel. Yeah. They read that. Oh, in sixth grade, they're going to read The Odyssey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And last year in West Memphis, our kids read The Odyssey. It's part of their curriculum in sixth grade.
Man.
Now, it was a different trans. You know how you have the King James and the
yeah.
It was a different translation, which I don't think. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I think they're not really there, but anyway, they're going to read that. They read at Christmas. They read a Christmas Carol.
Okay,
that was one he said he really liked. I found that one in a graphic novel.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He read The Hiding Place.
Okay, the same one that you shared.
Uh-huh. He really liked that. His favorite books to read on his own that have nothing to do with school, he loves The Boxcar Children. I read it in the second grade, and then he read the whole series.
Mm, and there's so many of them.
They read in second grade, they do Oklahoma History. They live in Oklahoma. Oklahoma History, and they read the Little House series, or Little House. I think they read Little House in the Big Woods and Little House on the Prairie. They don't read the whole thing. But he likes the Little House on the Prairie. And if you live in Missouri, in Mansfield, Missouri, Laura Ingalls Wilder's home is there that her husband built for her.
Okay.
I took Lindsay read these when she was like probably third grade. Well, Laura Ingalls Wilder was only 4'11", so I took Lindsay to Mansfield, Missouri. We went through her home and around their farm, and the house, it was built, her husband built it for her, so everything's real small. So if you take a child there, it just feels like a dollhouse. It's adorable.
Yes. I read Little House in the Big Woods to my kids, not last Christmas, but the Christmas before, like doing it in December and January, and they... You know, I've got three boys and they loved it.
They're so good. I remember reading it to my second graders. And I had a little girl who, now looking back, I realized she was probably dyslexic, but She, that and Stand Tall Molly Lou Millen had the greatest effect on her.
I love Stand Tall.
I know. That's a good one. I should have put that one in picture books. We'll put that in there and link it. She said, I just can't believe how much we've learned from this one book. I mean, we've learned so much from this one book.
Man.
He likes the Hardy Boys books.
Uh-huh.
He likes to read those on his own.
Oh, I loved those as a child too.
Uh-huh.
Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
So teachers, if you're a chapter book reader to your students, and if you're not, I encourage you to do it.
Yes.
But maybe try to see where you can integrate some classics. Because
yeah,
I mean, they are classics for a reason. Uh-huh. You know, the definition of a classic is it has withstood time, and it is loved by multi generations. And so, uh-huh. I mean, this is perfect evidence. Things that's on the books that stand out to him, to a little boy, are some of the same things that have stood out to me. You know, as a little person and as an adult.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Luke and Peyton are third graders.
Okay.
And they like Robin Hood. Luke loved Robin Hood. They read that this year. They both like The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Where the Red Fern Grows.
Mm-hmm.
They loved that. And Summer of the Monkeys.
I don't think I've ever read Summer of the Monkeys.
Miss Ashley reads that every year to her kids.
Okay.
So that's why Peyton has picked that one. And, you know, the kids are not going to go in the library and check these out.
No.
But if you do read one of the Little House books or one of the Narnia series, they might go check out another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're exactly right. And I just, this one's never been on my radar, so.
Yeah. She loves it.
Okay.
Okay. Asher, Eli, and Berkeley are in kindergarten. And they like from the Mixed Up Files of Basil E. Frankweiler. Love that book.
Okay. And there is another book that is pretty recent. It's called Banned Books, maybe.
Oh, and, yes.
And the girl is fighting to get the banned books to keep them in the schools.
Uh-huh.
I think she always refers to Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler in her language.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Keep on going. Sorry.
That's okay. The twins, Asher and Eli, they read their first story back in kindergarten this year was Paddington Bear, and they still talk about Paddington Bear.
Oh, I should love Paddington Bear.
I know. They just finished The Wizard of Oz, and when I was out there last month in Oklahoma, we decided to watch it. And they said, this is not what it says in the book. That's not how it happened in the book. It was so good. But they've enjoyed it. Okay. The next one, I never liked it. I thought it was weird. It was Alice in Wonderland, but mm-hmm. they loved it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird. They loved The Tortoise and the Hare. Their teacher read to them Around the World in 80 Days. I mean,
wow.
I know. So I started looking at Jules. What's his name? Jules Verne. I think that's right.
No idea.
Okay. You know, Jules Verne. Yeah, I said that right. He wrote like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, all these books in the 1800s. He wrote something about To the Moon and Back, or I don't remember the titles, but I was looking at the titles recently and I thought, my goodness, he was a fortune teller. All the things he said, either we were inspired by him or he knew what was going to happen. And I love the Pigeon books by Mo Willems.
Okay.
I love all the Mo Willems books.
Those are so cute.
Eli has even made up a pigeon dance.
Look at the inspiration.
Yeah. The Very Hungry Caterpillar is a great one that they love.
Mm-hmm.
Poopsie Gets Lost. I love that book. If you just look at the cover of that book, you're going to be like, somebody in my life is getting that book. And the next one is The Awkward Avocado. That is a book by a friend of mine.
No way.
Yes, Candace Zachary has written several awkward avocado books. You can find them on Amazon. If you want an author to come speak to your school, contact us. We'll put you in contact with Candace Zachary. She taught at West Memphis.
Okay.
And now she is at Greenbrier near Conway.
Wow.
But she loves to go to school and speak to kids about writing.
I love it.
I know. She teaches kindergarten.
Okay.
She's wonderful. So then I thought, well, you know what? I don't know how you are about picking books, but when I pick books, I pick authors.
Mm-hmm.
And genres. But if I like an author, I will usually read all their books.
Mm-hmm.
So if my Christian authors are Bob Goff and Jen Wilkin, I just love them.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it great when you can find somebody reliable and you'll just be like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to like this next
everything book.
I wrote it.
Yeah, I really like them. Mm-hmm. Authors I love. You're going to see a trend here. But I like some thrillers. I love some thrillers. Maybe it's growing up as the daughter of a detective. I'm not sure. But
oh, I bet so.
Mary Kubica. I love her books. Liv Constantine. They're so good. Greer Hendricks. You know, she wrote Gone Girl.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, I love her books.
Oh, man.
She writes books with Sarah Pekkanen. So Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen write books individually, and they write books together.
Okay.
Lisa Jewell, another thriller writer. Kate Morton, hers are all set in England. I love anything British.
Yes.
Yes. Emily Henry, if you just want an easy, I think she's got one called
Funny
Beach Read or something.
Yeah, she's got the Beach
Read. And she is hilarious.
And I want to read Funny Story this summer.
I'm reading it right now.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right.
She had a quote in there today. I was reading this morning early. And I was, she said, one of the characters in the book said, I know I have that youthful glow, but I wasn't born yesterday. I thought, I'm using that.
Yes. That is a good you quote.
Yeah. Taylor Jenkins Reid. I like all of her books. Kristen Hanna. Love them. Jennifer Weiner. Have you ever read any Jennifer
Yes,
Weiner?
Yes, I've read actually a lot of them.
Oh, she has a new one coming out, I think.
Okay.
I love her. Love her. Those are some of my favorites.
Man. Well, Kim, you gave us a great variety and lots of different options. When we logged off, you know, my brain kept going and I was thinking I get a lot of ideas off of Instagram, Bookstagram. And so I thought I would share three different accounts besides or other than Reese Witherspoon and Jenna Reid's. But Jordy's Book Club that's one you need to follow, Kim, because he recommends lots of thrillers.
Oh, okay.
So Jordy with a J, Jordys. Emily Booked Up. I thought that was cute.
That is good.
And then KMC_Reads. Those three are just ones that I, like what I did was I went to my Instagram, I went to saved and to look at all my book things. And those were three of the most popular accounts. That I follow to get book things.
Okay. So
there's another one. I think it's like the BRE something, but I could not find it when I typed it in. But I don't know. Somebody else may be able to use that and figure out the book account that I'm trying to identify. But I mean, that's just a great way. And then of course, just looking on Amazon, sometimes I will just type in a book that I've loved and then go to the, you know, the similar ones to find something, what other people are reading or what other people bought that also like that book. So
I often in airports when we're, because we travel a lot, when I'm in the airport, I always go in the bookstores and look at the newest books that are on the shelf and read the blurbs. And if I get hooked in the first page, I'm done. If the lead is good, I'm gonna love it. So
I was thinking Oh, never mind. That My Sister the Serial Killer book that I read, that I mentioned last week in the podcast, the first line of it is great. But I was going to say it to you, but I can't remember it exactly. So
do you read the Crime Junkie? I mean, do you listen to the Crime Junkie again?
No.
Criminal Investigator's Daughter. But I do. I've even written a letter to them about a story that I think they should do.
Listeners, of course she has.
I did. I sent the newspaper articles about a crime that was committed in our town, the murder. And I sent them all the articles. My dad actually worked the case.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so I sent them all some notes and just some different things, articles that were newspaper, death certificates, firsthand accounts, some things like that.
Surely they'll pick it up.
And they have not responded. I need to do that again. But they have a new book out called All Good People Here, or The Girl does. I haven't read it. I don't know if it's good, but I do like her. And I'm mentioning you on here, Ashley Flowers. So you should take a look at
the letter that you wrote.
I did write to you. So anyway.
Oh, listeners. Well, we hope that, we know you're looking forward to summer, and we hope that you can carve out some time just to relax and read or learn and grow or whatever you want. But reading is so good for your brain. And then you maybe can get inspired to read, to share that love of books with your students next year. So next week, we're going to dig into some professional texts that we love, because typically after July 4th, my brain starts switching back to school and absolutely. I'm looking for something. So I'll do all fun books in May and June, but then July, it starts creeping back in my brain. Yeah. So we're going to share ones that have meant so much to us and helped us grow as professionals. So get excited. I forgot to say again, all this information is in the show notes. So yes. You do not have to make a list.
Everything's linked.
Yeah.
To Amazon, and
I'm sure I'll forget to say it next week. So just know, all these titles will be linked in the show notes.
In the show notes. We're so glad you got on here with us today. Hope you got some good ideas. Absolutely. Shoot us your favorite books.
Oh, we need to make a post about that.
Send us your favorite books, because we can recommend them and tell us why you love them.
Yeah. So what books do you love and why do you love them? And we'll share some out.
Yeah, love for it. Sure.
Okay. See you next time, listeners.
Yeah. Bye-bye.